Okay, we're going to start, today's daf is Bechorah Kavav. We're going to start at the second to last line of Kaf Hamabet with a question against Rish Lakish. What we saw yesterday, the Mishnah at the very bottom of Kaf Hamad Aleph was that a Seor Bechor Ba'almum Shenashar, V'hinicho B'chalon, right, the hair that fell off, and then you shechted it. So Kavi Ben Mahalala was Matir, and Chachamim were Osrim. Then we had a debate about whether it was Shechato specifically or Mit. Okay? We'll get back to those details later. Then we saw that Rish Lakish said that the whole issue here is only in a case where their machloket is b'shi tiro mumche, only if a mumche was already matir the mum. So now we're going to start, but if the mumche hadn't been matir the mum yet, even if there was a mum, that's still considered a tam, and a tam for sure, nishirat se'ar is not going to be permitted. So here goes. Meitive. Hatolesh tzemer mi bechor tam. Afa pishen ola b'mum v'shachato asur. So if you're tolesh tzemer from a bechor that's a tam, that's not a balmum, and right, it doesn't have a blemish, even if it gets a mum and then you shecht it, it's asur. So now, what do we see here? Tama de tam. Sounds from here, because it was a tam, it's going to be forbidden, even after you shecht it, right? Even after it gets a mum and you shecht it. Ha ba'al mum share. Afalga afapi shelo hitira mumche. From here one can infer, dafka, then a ba'al mum would be mutter. It was only because it was a tam that it was asr. But a ba'al mum would be mutter, and it seems to not differentiate between whether it was a ba'al mum that was determined by a mumche to be a blemished animal, or before the expert determined it was a blemished animal. And therefore, that seems to go against Rish Lakish. So now they say, Tana, kol eicha dilo itiru mumche, tam karile. Now you can say that the Tana, the author of this braita, was only saying this any time that a mumche hadn't been matured it, we're going to always call it a tam. So basically, when it says tam, it means tam, or one that has a blemish, but before anyone determined that it had a blemish. Lema kitana. Let's suggest that this whole issue between about whether hitiro mumche or not hitiro mumche, what Rish Lakish says, is actually a machloka tanaim. Okay, here goes our source, where we see that it's machloka tanaim. Hatolesh tzemer mi bechor tam. Afa pishen ola b'mum v'shachato asur. So the first case is you take off tzemer from a regular bechor tam. That's what we just saw. Right, this is the first line of that whole braita. Afa pishen ola b'mum v'shachato asur. Right, even if it gets a mum later and you slaughter it, it's still going to be forbidden. Any hair that fell off while it was a tam. Bechor ba'al mum shetalash mimenu v'achar kach meit. If you have a bechor that's blemished, that you took hairs off of it and then it died. Akavi b'mahalala matir v'chachamim osrim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. That's one explanation of the machloka between them. Comes Rabbi Yehuda and he says, "Lo b'zeh yitir akavi ben mahalalel, ela b'se'ar b'chor b'almum shenashar b'niach b'chalon, v'achar kach shachato. B'zeh akavi ben mahalalel matir v'chachamim osrim." This matches the two opinions we saw in our Mishnah. But the debate between them is, right, are they arguing in a case where the animal died, or are they arguing in a case where the animal was slaughtered? I'm a Rabbi Yossi. So now comes in Rabbi Yossi. Mo de'aba chalafta b'zeh shehu mutar. Aval b'yichud amru chachamim, yinichenu b'chalon, shema yesh tikva. So Abba Chalafta, by the way, was his father. So he says, my father, Chalafta, said like this, that in the case that you just mentioned, where the animal was slaughtered, everyone agrees shehu mutar. But b'yichud amru chachamim, which means, like, really, the chachamim said, you have to leave it in the chalon, shema yesh tikva, okay, meaning maybe you'll be able to benefit from it. Now, what case would there be tikva? Shachato l'divrei hakol mutar. Meit akavi b'mahalala matir v'chachamim osrim. So he says, if it's slaughtered, everybody agrees it's mutar. So therefore, leave it aside. Maybe you'll slaughter it, and then it'll be mutar. But in the case where the animal dies before it was slaughtered, that's the case where akavi b'mahalala will be matir, but chachamim are forbidding it. So now, the Gemara says there's a bit of an issue in this braita, because if you noticed, what Rabbi Yossi said is really what the first opinion in this braita said, right? The first opinion said, ובחור בעל מום שתלש ממנו ואחר כך מת, עקבי במהלה מתיר וחכמים מסרים. So the Gemara says, we always have a problem if you have a Braita, in which, or a Mishnah, in which there's a various different opinions, but two of them seem to say the same thing, it seems to be problematic. Because the assumption is the structure is different opinions. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, Hainu Tanakama, seems to be the same thing. El alav, hitiro mumche ikabenayu. But must it not be that the difference between them is in the case where a mumcha determined or before the mumcha determined? De Tanakama savar hi tiro mumcha in v'ilo lo. Tanakama holds only once the mumcha determined that it was a bal mum. But if not, not. Va'ata Rabbi Yossi, and if not, then everyone will agree that it's a problem. Va'ata Rabbi Yossi l'meimar af agav delo hi tiro mumcha. He says, even if the mumcha is not matir, it's still considered a bal mum, in which case, again, depending on who you are, what you would hold. So Amar Rava, right, and this was all to say that what do you see here? The issue of what Rish Lakish said is actually machloka tana'i. So Amar Rava, lo, dekule alma I tiru mumcha'in, ilo I tiru lo. Everybody agrees, like Rish Lakish, that it all depends on whether the mumcha was matir. If the mumcha is not matir, it's still considered a perfectly good animal. V'shalosh machlokot b'davar. There's three opinions here. What are the three opinions? D'tanakama savar pligim b'meit v'hu adin l'shachato. Tanakama hold, different from the way we understood the Mishnah to mean, the Gemara rejected this option in the beginning, but Tanakama actually holds that a kaveh b'mahalalel and chachamim disagree both about the case when it dies and also the case of when you shechted it. And the reason why they specifically said they were arguing about the case where it died, to show you how far Akavya goes, that he's even willing to say, even if it died. Now, what's the issue with it dies? If it dies, what happens is a b'chor that dies, b'chor bal mum even, is asr b'hana'a when it dies. So meaning the hairs are asr b'hana'a. What he says is, well, it's true the hairs are asr b'hana'a, but if they fell off, any hairs that fell off before the death would be mutar, just like they're mutar when you shecht it. Because remember, shechting makes a lot more sense. Because when you shecht the animal, that matures the animal to be eaten, and it also then matures the hairs or the wool to be used. And therefore, it would make sense then we could say that that would also matir any wool that fell off earlier. But in the case of death, it would be much less likely to say that, since death doesn't matir use of the wool, and therefore that's the chidush, and that's why they said specifically in a mei case. For Rabbi Yehuda Savar b'mei divrei akol asur ki pligei b'shachato, he says if it dies, everyone agrees that's forbidden. The whole machloka between them is dafka when you shecht it. Va'ata Rabbi Yossi l'meimar b'shachato divrei akol mutar. And then Rabbi Yossi says the flip case, which is shachato, everybody agrees it's mutar, and the whole machloket is only in the case of a mate. I'm Rav Nachman, halachak, and in which case we can't say that there's machloket tanaim about specifically what Rish Lakish was saying. I'm Rav Nachman, halachak, Rabbi Yehuda, hu ilu tanam bebechirta kavate. Rav Nachman said we paskan like Rabbi Yehuda's understanding, which said again that everyone agrees that b'meit, of course, any hairs that fall are forbidden because the death itself wouldn't even matir any hairs on the body. And the machlokah between them is if it's slaughtered. And Rav Nachman says the halacha is like him because in Masechet Eduyot, the Mishnah appears to follow Rabbi Yehuda. Ditznan, here goes the Mishnah. Se'ar b'chor ba'amum shenashar v'hiniach b'chalon ba'achar kach shachato. We've seen before where they call Eduyot the Masechet, the chosen Masechet. And if it says there that that's the case, then we trust that Masechet. That's a Masechet all about people testifying about things that they heard rabbis saying. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, matniti nami daika. We can also be medayik this from the Mishnah. Why? Ditznan. That we hold by Rabbi Yehuda's understanding, because this the first part of the Mishnah set up the machloka between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. But the second part of the Mishnah says, Semer hamadoldal bebechor, et sheniray magizah mutar, ve'et she'eino niray asur. If you have wool we saw hanging off, right, not attached anymore, but it's still connected with the shearings, and it's with the wool that's on the body of the animal. So if it looks like it's connected, then it's mutar. And if it's not looking that way, then it's asur. So now we're going to say, according to, is this the case? Mani. Ilema Rabbi Yossi ubemai. So if you say this is Rabbi Yossi, then, and then in which case? Ilema b'shachato. Now remember, what did he hold? In the case of shachato, everyone would agree that it's mutar. So if that's the case, bein akavya, bein rabbanan, idi v'idi mishrashare. They're matir it even if it totally fell off. So you shouldn't need it to be looking like it's attached in order to say it's mutar. Ve'ela b'meit. And if you want to say it died, v'i rabbanan, idi v'idi mesar asre. V'yakavya, ipcha m'bayale. So if it's rabbanan, they hold it's asur across the board, right? It doesn't matter whether it's looking like it's attached or not. They basically say the whole thing is asur because, again, what's the case? The animal died. If the animal dies, what happens to all the hair that's the wool that's on the body? All of it has to be buried. So if it looks like it's attached to that wool, that certainly wouldn't matir it. That would make it all the worse. And if it's a kavya, then who says that it's dafka mutar if it fell off? Then it should be ipcha mebayale, because it should say like this: nir'em hagiza asur. If it's looking like it's, because remember now, what does he say? The strange thing, which is that if it dies, any wool that's attached dafka has to be buried. Any wool that fell off earlier is going to be mutar. So in this weird case, what would you say if the se'ar fell off but is still attached? Dafka being attached would make it problematic. And dafka being detached would allow it. So therefore, the whole thing should be reversed from what it says here in the Mishnah. So therefore, it can't be according to Rabbi Yossi. Okay, so again, what should it be? Nir'em agizah should be asr. Demita ka'asrela, because the death forbade all of the hair that's attached from benefiting from. Eino nir'em agizah mutar, demi'ikaratzlish. Right, but if it doesn't appear with the gizah, in other words, if it's looking separate from it, then that should dafka be mutar because it means it fell off earlier. And therefore, comes Rav Nachman, he continues to prove his point from the Mishnah itself. Ela pshita Rabbi Yehuda. Right, it must be Rabbi Yehuda. Ubemai, and then in which case? Ilema b'meit bein akavi bein l'rabbanan idividi meisar asre. Right, if it's died, everyone agrees it's asr, so it can't be that. Ela lav b'shachato. Right, it must be that you slaughtered it. V'i akavya, idi v'idi mishrashare. Right, if it was a kavya, then you would say no matter what, whether it's attached or detached, it would be mutar. Elalav rabbanan hi ushma mina b'shachato pligi. Therefore, it must match chachami, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which then proves to us that dafka the machloket is in the case of shchita, in which case we're going to say if it looks detached, we're going to say it's mutar because the shchita allows that wool. But anything that looks like it was detached from before, we're not going to allow Shema Mina, therefore we can conclude this. By Rabbi Yane, Hatolesh Tzemer Me'olat Mima Mahu. If you pull out wool from a korban ola, a good korban ola, an animal that was in perfect shape, right, not blemished, mahu. Tolesh Mi'ikaman Deshare. So now they say, right, do we say that there's someone who matir? So first of all, the Gemara asks, and it says, what are you talking about here? Hatolesh tzemer? Is there anyone who matir is taking out wool from a korban ola, from an animal that was designated for sacrifice? Ela, it must be tzemer shenitlash me'olat mima. It must be wool that was pulled off, but not on purpose, because of course you can't do it on purpose. So now they want to ask, what's the status of this wool? Dechatat va'asham lo tiba'alach. For sure, a chatat and asham, we're not going to ask. We don't even have a question about why. De kevan de lekapara atu lo mashulehu. The whole issue is, are you going to leave? Remember, if we allow hair that falls, what did we say? The gzera de rabbanim was, we're worried that you're going to leave the animal for a while so that you can collect more hairs, more wool. And therefore, and we don't want you to do that because if you leave it, you're going to end up accidentally. Remember, it's asur b'giza v'avoda. You can't work it. You can't shear it. We're worried you're going to end up using the animal. But if it's for korban chatat and asham, for sure we're not worried if hairs came off, again, not if you did it intentionally, because since they're meant for atonement, no one's going to wait for that. Everybody wants their atonement immediately. De bechor maser nami, bechor maser, if it's from one of those animals, right, the firstborn animal or the 10th animal, when you do maser behema, kevan de lav lekapara atu mashule. Since these are not for atonement purposes, dafka, we're worried you're going to leave them, let you know, you might wait a while, in which case, for sure, it's going to be asur, forbidden. Kiti bailach, the only question is going to be de'ola. In other words, the question was specifically asked by an ola because anything else would be obvious. Why ola? Ma. De'kevan de'ikar lav lekapara ate mashule. Since it doesn't come for kapara purposes, you're going to end up leaving it over. O dilma, kevan de ola nami machapra aase lo mashela. Or do we say, since the ola also atones for mitzvot ase, if you forget to do a mitzvot ase, you didn't do a positive commandment, then you could bring the ola, would provide you with atonement. Right? The ola is the burnt offering that everything goes up, gets burned on the altar, nothing goes to the owner of the sacrifice. So since it has a certain element of atonement, therefore, maybe we would assume that you would do it right away. So that's the question. So now they bring a source to learn the answer. Tashma, hatolesh tsemer mi bechor tam, af al pi shenola b'mum, shachato asur. So now we go back and prove it from what we saw before. If you take off tsemer from a bechor tam, even if it gets a mum later and you slaughter it, it's forbidden. So now what can we infer from here? Ta'ama de tolesh. The reason is because you pulled it off. Hanitlash shari. If it came off on its own, it would be mutter. The kol shekein ola, and all the more so from a korban ola, dilo mashila. And all the more so from a korban ola, which people generally don't leave. So what do we see from here? That since in a bechor case, if it fell off, it would be mutar, then all the more so in an ola, right, where there's less reason to think we're going to leave it over, it would be allowed. So then the Gemara rejects that and says, what do you mean? Hu adin afilu nitlash nami. Don't infer from this because it says atolesh, and this matches what we saw earlier in the page. It doesn't necessarily mean only if you did it on purpose, but even nitlash, even if it was accidentally fell off, it's still going to be asur. B'hai dekatani tolesh, and why does it say tolesh then? Lo diacha kocho de'akavya, de'babamum afilu betolesh nami shari. It's to teach you that Akavya was even matir, a balmum, even if you on purpose did it, he still said it was going to be mutar if it was, you know, pulled off earlier. V'ha'ana nasharitnan. But what do you mean? When we said our Mishnah, right, how could you all of a sudden suggest that it's even if you did it on purpose? Our Mishnah said when the hair falls off, that's the case where Akavya disagrees, not if someone actually pulled off the hair. So the Gemara answers, oh no, our Tana Nashar taught us if it falls off. Why? Specifically, lo diacha kochan de Rabbanan. Tana Tolesh, lo diacha kocho de Akavya. So we have our Mishnah saying specifically it falls off to show you even then Chachamim won't allow it. But the Braita said dafka Tolesh, even if you did it intentionally, even then Akavya would matir it. Okay, so each one brought up a different case to kind of stress the chidush of each side. And we only get the whole picture by seeing both sources. Tsemer hamedoldal. So now we're going back to that last line of the Mishnah, that if it's looking like it's attached or looking like it's detached. So the Gemara is going to try to figure out, hey chidami, what exactly is the case where it looks like it's attached, right? What does it mean? Eino nira imagiza. Okay? What exactly is that case going to be? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rish Lakish, kol she'ikaro hafuch klapei rosho. It's if its roots are opposite, it's, and that's, imagine it like if the, usually the roots are in one side and the other side is sticking out. If the hairs are kind of folded where you see both where the roots were and the part that's on the outside. So if you see them both, right, that's what we say, kol she'ikaro hafuch klapei rosho. Okay? Rav Nata Bar Roshai Omer, kol she'eino mitma'ech ima giza. Anything that's jutting out, that's not in line, right? Imagine when you get a haircut, everything lines up. Anything that's sticking out longer than that is going to be considered, it already doesn't look like it's connected. So now they're going to ask, Varish Lakish, my time alone, Amar Rabbi Natan Bar Hoshaya. I'm a Rabbi Yila, Kasav Varish Lakish, Lepisha Eif Shah Legiza, Baloni Min Hamidul Dalot. Right? There's no possible way you could ever have wool where there weren't things sticking out. That are, even if they're attached, sometimes, right, these animals don't have perfect haircuts, and therefore there might always be pieces sticking out, and therefore he didn't think that that could possibly be what it meant. And therefore he says it's only when you see the outer, right, the where the roots were connected, and the other side, it's folded over and it's jutting out, then you know that for sure if you see the two ends of it, it's obvious that it's detached, and then already we're going to consider it as if it was detached. Hadron alach halokech beima. Okay, we're going to stop here and start with the Mishnah tomorrow.